Here we are, another exciting. Here we are, another live, exciting adventure of the House Armageddon with your host, Armageddon Ed. Calling in this evening, we'll have the one, the only, Tony the Truth of the Jersey horror scene. I'm also told Rude Ron, Big Dave, and the Kid will be calling in. And I see I'm getting text as we're doing the show, so should be a good one. In a few minutes, I should have my co-host calling in, the one, the only, the truth. Until then, for everybody out there listening, thank you for listening to the Horror Scene Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is the House of Armageddon, one of the featured programs here with Shredding Metal Beasts, The Horror Show, and, of course, Baron's Crypt. So as we stand by, hope everybody had a good weekend and enjoyed their time of horror. Getting ready for Halloween. Today is October 1st, and should be really interesting. Got a lot of things coming up. And sorry to hear, one of my co-hosts is feeling ill this evening, so he will not be calling in. So hope you're doing okay out there, Jay Kerner. And, you know, we'll see what goes on here with the truth when he calls in. Yeah, see, I got a caller on the line. Truth, are you there?
I'm here, brother. How you been?
I'm good, brother. I am good. I heard our main man, Jay Kerner, will not be calling in this evening. He's not feeling very well. So, here we go with the, as I accidentally unplug my whole radio system here. I hope you can still hear me at home because I think I just unplugged my computer that we were doing this on.
Oh, that's unfortunate for you.
I can still hear you, so I think we're good, brother.
You can hear me no matter what. I got a big mouth, I'm told.
What did you say? You're out in the weather and you got a big mouth?
No, I said you can always hear me no matter what. I'm told I got a big mouth.
Oh, okay. Well, from what I think I heard you say something, so I'm just going to go with it. So, everybody, if you want to call in this evening, and as always, call in on our guest call-in line. Number is 347-857-3667. I'm going to get right to it. Last week, I watched a movie at the request of one Jason Kerner. Wanted me to see The Changeling. And I wish Jay was on the phone right now so I could tell him, but I had mixed feelings about The Changeling. Truth, you ever seen this film?
No, I haven't. I don't go off of recommendations from other people. So, no, I did not watch it.
That's not true. You watched Boondock Saints because I said it was a great film.
I watched it only because you said it was a great film and the two guys were Irish.
Okay, sold. So, watch The Changeling. Had George C. Scott. George C. Scott suffers a horrible tragedy in the beginning of the film involving his wife and child. And then he goes cross-country, and he's a concert pianist or a college professor of music. And he goes all the way across the country to start a new life. And, of course, you know, the only house that he could find, these people get him to go into this old haunted mansion that's owned by the town, the historical society, and of course all kinds of like, you know, creepy crawly shit happens. Very atmospheric movie, good film, George C. Scott's wonderful in it, but it's just kind of slow for me. So I don't want to ruin it for everybody. If you like the slow moving thriller type horror films, edge of your seat, let's see what happens next, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. For me, wasn't enough of a body count, wasn't crazy enough, so, you know, a worthy effort, but just really didn't whet my appetite. Shame you didn't see it, Truth, or we could discuss it further.
Well, you know what it is, you know, I might go out and watch it now, only because I actually am a George C. Scott fan. I loved him in Patton.
Who didn't love him in Patton?
The guy
if you didn't
is
love him in Patton, you're a fucking communist.
How was his acting ability? Because, I mean, like, the actor...
Oh, he's phenomenal.
Okay, so his acting's still there in the movie. It's just that it's a slow anticipation for the bloody guts and gore.
Oh, no, he's great, man. He's great. He's classic George C. Scott, man. Like, even the smallest things, and you can just see, like, the way his face reacts to them, and you can see what he's thinking. And the dude is phenomenal. But the movie, for me... If I only had to complain about one thing, it was just a little slow moving.
No, you know, not everything could be high pace. I mean, it's not. It definitely is not Jersey Shore Massacre, where you know everything was slow in the beginning and built up to real quick at the end. I mean,
no, I hear you. I mean, I get it. I enjoy slow paced films. Like, look, The Shining is one of the greatest horror films ever made, and that's definitely a tension builder. So no, I enjoy that type of film. I don't know. There was just something slightly missing with this one, I guess the best way to say it. I'm not saying it was a bad film. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying for me, there was something just a little missing.
Was it a constant? Was it a constant thinking horror movie where you have to think, or did it actually have a general killer and everything in it?
No, there was no general killer, man. It was just it was kind of like a horror movie / murder mystery.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Yeah. You know, kind of like in the vein of like a Stir of Echoes, but you know, better than Stir of Echoes. And this movie had George C. Scott, you know.
Okay, yeah, let's get off of this movie now because this movie's boring me. So, let's talk about what's happening tomorrow night. You know what's going on tomorrow night?
I have no idea what's going on tomorrow night.
Fear Factory is reopening its doors tomorrow. I mean, I remember last year, me, you, Rude Ron, the kid, we all went to it.
Oh, yeah. We even got Dave out for that one. That was a good time.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good. They actually, I've been looking at this stuff. We actually have it posted up on the Horror Scene. Fear Factory, mm-hmm. I'm friends with, so I got them. Actually, I see what they're doing. Dave now looks like changed their whole setup. They got new characters and everything else. So it's probably going to be better than last year. I don't know how they're going to top last year, but I know that they got like a couple of new attractions there. I mean, it just looks phenomenal. I mean, okay. If you're not doing anything, maybe you should take a trip up there tomorrow night.
I don't know if I can. I think tomorrow night I have I have an event that I have some affiliation with that I have to take care of. But two, I think I also have something for my boys' football team that I need to do.
Say you're gonna say you're losing it. No, it's all right though. I mean, I would love to get out there if I can. I'm gonna try my best too. I enjoyed.
I think I read somewhere because I follow their page. I think they're having like a big party out there, and I think that was the party we went to last year that they had that big radio station party.
Is the 102 party?
I guess I don't know exactly whose party it was. I remember last year we weren't invited. We kind of just. Bogarted our way in and enjoyed the festivities, I guess.
Well, we're invited this year if we wanted to go, so, I mean, I'm just putting it out there. Maybe I'll just pick up the kid if we can get him out of the penal system.
No, the kid ain't locked up, is he?
Who the hell knows?
You got to get him off the penile implant.
We got to get him off of somebody's penile implant. He likes to bury his ass or his face on him all the time. I don't know what to say about the kid.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
I know I can pick up Ron Bacardi, Rude Ron, and we can have a little festivity picking that weirdo son of a bitch up and going out there to that radio jam. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. As you know, this is truly the Horror Scene in the House of Armageddon's Christmas coming up at the end of the month.
Yes, I do have to agree.
This is the gear up. This is where we get to have all the fun and spend no money.
and spend no money?
Yeah, I mean, come on. People give us candy. We put on a costume, knock on the door. All right, I'm almost 40, but I'm still looking for free candy.
I haven't put a costume on in like 20-something years, bro. I mean, I've worn costumes, but it hasn't been like 20-something years since I trick-or-treated.
I was going to go as a guy with a hole in his head until somebody called me white trash. But,
Yeah, you're still on that. Oh, my gosh. All right, a little backstory here since you brought it up. I don't know. I'm not going to call you out on the air, but let's just hypothetically say, if the truth, a damn near 40-year-old man was to go and get one of these gauge earrings, I don't know. I don't know what the regular person would think about that. Me, I would personally think if it happened and it was accurate and, you know, And the truth did do something like that. Yeah, it is kind of white trash.
Well, the truth did do something like that. So, see people out there in the fog cloud world? Your host, Armageddon Night, Corporate Truth, White Trash, once again.
I did not. I never called you White Trash. I just said the idea of a 40-year-old man gauging his ear was White Trash. That's what I said, and I'm not gonna run from it. I'm just going to say it point clear. That's the way I feel.
Wait a minute. You said a 40-year-old man gauging his ear out was White Trash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not 40.
Okay, a woman gauging her ear would be even worse. So if you're listening and you have gauged ears and you're a female, I'm sorry, just not a fan. But that's the great thing about America. I don't have to be. And you could think my show sucks and you think I'm a total asshole. And that's fine, too.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in the horror world.
Okay.
Do you know what's going on the Jersey horror scene lately?
I haven't even got a chance to look at your page in so long. Dude, I do nothing but work, bro. I work like 70 hours a week. I am a burned out human being. But go ahead. Give me more.
No, I mean, if no one's going to take the time to look at my page, I mean, I shouldn't even have to talk about it. I'm starting to feel belittled. But I do want to say one thing. Fuck Anthony Curry.
Fuck Anthony Curry. We forgot to say that.
That little cocksucker doesn't call into the show anymore. We're still waiting on this fucking skinny anorexic fuck, Rude Ron.
Rude Ron ain't calling. What the fuck are you talking about? He's laughing at us right now. He's got better things to do than call into our show.
Oh, he's going to call in because I'll take my Mack truck and I'll drive it right through his fucking window.
That's what I want to say.
Because I ain't got nothing better to do, and I like jail, kind of.
All right. Well, listen, I've been looking at some upcoming horror films. There's a couple that have sparked my interest. A couple I've seen a lot of the negativity about. One, I want to see the new Amityville horror film coming out. For no other reason that is even as bad as an Amityville horror film is, they still seem to be better than a lot of the other shit that's out there these days. Even that one with Patty Duke, where like the haunted lamp came to her house and like attacked her and her family. You ever see that one, Truth?
Absolutely, I've seen that one.
That one's a classic. It's like a horrible death scene where like an old woman's killed like a marauding ice cream truck down the street. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the new one. It kind of looks like... looks like that movie, Haunting in Connecticut. So definitely looking forward to that. And then there's this other one I just saw a trailer for called Death Factory. Did you see this one yet?
No, I haven't.
All right. Now, this is like an ultra-low-budget film. But it's about these people that get, like, stranded at this haunted attraction. And the haunted attraction has, like, a bunch of serial killers called Death Factory or The Butchers. And a bunch of serial killers, it's like... they get attacked by, like, John Wayne Gacy and Ed Gein and I think, like, Ted, what was that? Who was the guy who killed all the women down in Florida? Good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy. Not Ted Bundy. He didn't kill them over there, Florida.
Ted Bundy, yeah. It's like Ted Bundy. Like, they all did. Or somebody raises them from the dead, and they have to escape from, like, the six most prolific serial killers of all time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, it's a cool little thing. I'm sure they got a Facebook page or something. I'm gonna look it up and see what I come up with. But I've seen the trailer for that. That looks pretty good.
That's pretty messed up to even think about reincarnating one of these guys. Never mind six of them.
Yep. Okay, here we go. It's called Death Factory, aka The Butchers, the movie. It's a SAG ultra-low-budget feature directed by Stephen Paul Judd, director of photography Clint Childers, produced by David Dittinger, David McClellan, Stephen Durham, written by Stephen Durham and David McClellan. Here's a description. Stranded in the middle of nowhere during a storm, a busload of strangers has no choice but to take shelter in a museum dedicated to serial killers. But hell literally breaks loose when supernatural forces resurrect a horror hall of fame, including John Wayne Gacy, Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer, the Zodiac Killer, and Jack the Ripper.
That is fucked up.
That's fucked up, but pretty fucking awesome.
I'm not going to deny you on the pretty awesome part. It's still fucked up that some sick bastard sat there and wrote a script like this.
Well, I like when people write stuff like that. Well, that guy is... Stephen Durham and David McClellan.
They locked up in a mental institution.
All right, so So let's just say, hypothetically, you have these six serial killers. I'm not going to lie, though. Jack the Ripper, it's kind of hard to tell because I wasn't there. But I don't know how afraid I'd be if I knew he was there and not sneaking up on me in the shadows. He killed women. And, like, small, hooker, diseased women. I don't really know if he'd be a major physical threat or not. Heard the Zodiac Killer was kind of a big dude, but I think they found out who that guy was. I think he was, like, another repressed madman.
No.
Dahmer.
Well, the Zodiac Killer is still at large. He's never been captured.
Okay, yeah, but how old would he be now, bro? I mean, weren't those killings, like, back in 62, 64, something like that?
70.
I mean, shit, they were 15. No, they weren't the 70s. They were the 60s.
Hey, I just got a text message saying, pick up the line. Rude Ron is calling in.
Well, then Rude Ron's calling the wrong number because I'm looking up, up. There he is. There he is.
What are you, yes.
Is this the one and only Rude Ron?
What are you, yes, infidels.
What's up, brother?
It is so good to talk to you, gentlemen. How are you?
We are well. Welcome back. Welcome back from Russia again, being back on the show again. Only your second time since your return. You know, we were talking about this new film that we just saw a trailer for. Now, here's the deal, right? You like serial killers and stuff, so you're going to like this one. Stranded in the middle of nowhere, a bunch of people are on a bus, and they have to take refuge during a storm in an abandoned museum devoted to serial killers. The serial killers are John Wayne Gacy, Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer, the Zodiac Killer, and Jack the Ripper. Now, the truth and I were arguing about when the Zodiac killings occurred. Was it the 60s or the 70s?
I think the Son of Sam was in the 70s. And the Zodiac Killer was in the 70s too, wasn't he?
Yes.
I think it was in the 60s.
Killing. No, the Zodiac Killer stopped summer 70s.
Well, where did you find? Where are you referencing
the
that?
The Son of Sam was in the 70s.
I have a smartphone, and I actually have an app right here on my phone of prolific serial killers. It's not creepy. It's just different. Okay?
All right. So Summer of Sam was like 78. It was the year that the Yankees won the Super Bowl. So it was like 77 or 78. But that serial killer's not featured in this film. But I guess if you had to say, who would you be most scared of out of those six? Ron, if you had to face him in some kind of backwoods combat.
Give him to me
I'll
one
give you
more
list
time.
Again. John Wayne Gacy, he was the clown that killed little kids.
Oh, man.
There was Ed Gein, he was the dude who Leatherface is based off of, like killed his mother, killed a couple people. I think he made like his mother's face into like a mask, or he like cut her breasts off and wore them or something like that.
Wow,
but,
that
was
that
inspiration.
Guy? That was Leatherface?
Yeah. Well, he was the inspiration for Leatherface.
Wow.
And then Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, he killed, he was big in the homosexual community, killed a lot of people, lured him back to his apartment. And interesting thing about him, he ate them.
Dicks.
I don't know if he ate their dicks, but he definitely ate them.
He ate dicks.
Who else?
The Zodiac Killer and Jack the Ripper.
John Wayne Gacy. I have to go with Gacy because
he's a
clown. At least Gacy wouldn't eat me. Dahmer could tie you up, cut pieces off of you, and eat them in front of you. Like that would be pretty torturous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
don't know, man. I'm not
see
really
myself.
Like...
I see myself, like, pounding that little faggot right in the ground and, like, knocking him the fuck out. But, like, I'd have to go with Gacy, man.
I'm going with Gacy because Gacy's not like our friends Grin and Connor, just scary clown. This was one of those fucking sick bastard birthday clowns. You know them weird fucking people? that waited two different colors side, one outfit, two different colors, the puffy heel that goes out, them shaped brothers are like degenerate birthday clowns. I hate that motherfucker. I hope they all die.
Wow, you're a weird motherfucker.
Okay, so that's why we're picking Gacy. Like, we don't really still know who Jack the Ripper is. You know, I mean, we had the Johnny Depp version, but we still don't know who he ever really was, you know?
Yeah,
so
but you have to look at it this way. This starts an interesting debate. If you put all the serial killers together, who would kick whose ass? And the truth is, I don't think Jack the Ripper is faring well. And the reason why, you have to look at, it's not a matter of how many people they killed. It's the quality of people that they killed. Okay?
Wait, hold on.
Jack the Ripper killed a bunch of little disease-prone hooker women.
He actually did the world a favor.
Well, I'm not saying he did or didn't, but what I'm talking about is you have to look at the victim. Now, a real serial killer that went out and hunted down like 6'5", you know, badass guys, now that would be a guy to be scared of. Excuse me.
I just want to point something out here, fellas. Okay? Eddie called them disease-ridden little hookers or whatever, and you said he was doing the world a service. And I just want to refer to you guys and let you know I call them D.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. Continue, Ed, please.
No, that's just the way I'm looking at it. You have to look at the
people.
Okay,
so who are you picking, though, Eddie?
The serial killer who killed out of those people?
Yes.
I don't know. The Zodiac Killer was, I would say kind of a coward, right? Because didn't he just blow people away in their car?
No,
well,
the Zodiac.
MO?
Sam. That was Sam, right?
Okay, the Zodiac Killer did this whole, he shot people like when they were like picnicking in like San Francisco and stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
He shot them when they were driving in their car. It had to be at a certain hour on a certain astrological sign. That's what made the Zodiac Killer. He followed a pattern. But nobody knew who he was. He would leave notes taunting the police. So let's face it, if you're not into the Zodiac and all this other shit, you're not going to know what the hell he was talking about in those letters. It's not until 20 years later when people sat down and went, oh, wow, he was talking about, you know, the Earth's rotation pull around the sun. And, you know, he knew what time it was going to be at that place and, you know, where the Big Dipper handle was going to be, because this was a nerdy son of a bitch. Okay, this guy was smart. Now,
He's an intelligent killer.
Most
killers. The movie wasn't bad.
Most serial killers have over 230 IQ. I'm sorry, they're geniuses. That's why they're able to kill so long. What gets them down is when they get overconfident and that the police actually catch on.
You know, that's another aspect to who would you be more afraid of, in the sense of who got away with it the longest.
That's a good point.
Thing.
I'll give you that.
Who was smart enough to avoid the police? He hasn't been killed since 76.
I'll give you that. The Zodiac Killer gets extra points. It's a good point, Ron, because he was able to evade detection. I'll tell you the guys I'm not afraid of. Jeffrey Dahmer, not afraid.
No, not afraid.
First of all, the way that he was able to lure people to his place, I would have never been lured to his place like that.
Me neither.
You know, I wouldn't be looking for a tryst with some dude. So that takes that right out of the equation. I don't really see a guy like Jeffrey Dahmer physically. Didn't they wind up killing him anyway in jail?
Yeah, they killed him in prison, yeah.
Yeah, so that guy.
He was mopping the floor and he shoved the broom through his chest cavity.
Jeffrey Dahmer, not scared.
No.
Ed Gein, he was kind of a loner. I'd have to learn more about him. He did inspire Leatherface. Leatherface was scary because he was physically imposing. I don't know how physically imposing Ed Gein was, but he also looked older at the time of the killings. Not and he got caught pretty quick. I think his death toll was only three or four people. John Wayne Gacy killed a lot of people. He was another guy that got away with it for a long time. He was, like, burying kids in his own basement. And when I say kids, I don't think they were little kids. They were, like, teenagers and young adult males.
Yeah.
But once again, he looked like, I don't know, like a big guy, heavy guy. I don't know how physically imposing he was.
He was a big guy. He was 6'2".
Okay, all right.
I'm looking at his stats. He was 6'2", 260 pounds. That's a pretty big guy.
All right.
Not
no,
that
a big
I could
guy.
Get
it's
the shit
guy.
Out of him. That's a decent-sized guy.
Yeah,
now, on the other
guy.
Side, you got, I mean, let's think about who the actual, if you take all the serial killers that you know, who's
okay.
the one serial killer that you would actually be afraid to be with?
I'd be afraid of any of them if they were coming and I didn't know they were coming. You know, you always have the advantage. It's pretty easy to take a guy out while he's sleeping. But in a circumstance where you drop me off at a cabin in the middle of the woods and say I'm surrounded by serial killers and I have my choice of which ones I want to go at it with, I'm jumping all over Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm jumping all over...
But you don't.
Yeah, fine. I'm jumping all over Jack the Ripper. I'm going to try to stay away from guys like John Wayne Gacy because he's a big guy, probably take a lot of punishment. Ed Gein takes some punishment. And the dark horse in this is pretty much the Zodiac Killer. You don't really know much to think about the guy. But Ron does make a good point. He seems pretty smart. He seems like he'd kind of be hiding in the shadows waiting for you to fuck up, and then you're done.
Yeah, he'd probably wait for you to kill all the other guys, and then he'd be the last one left, and then, you know, all of a sudden he shows up on a full moon. You weren't even expecting it because you didn't know it was a full moon. And
but don't forget something about him, though. We have most serial killers... Okay, this is a true fact now. Most serial killers stop somewhere, and then they end up somewhere where they perfect their technique. So we don't know how many of these guys killed going across country.
All right, so what you're saying is the Zodiac Killer could have went out and killed under a different name, different banner, different MO.
Yes,
this
but not
true.
Only that.
Yeah.
Not only that, when he was being the Zodiac Killer and doing those 12 stages, let's not forget, he also did those from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and two major metropolitan cities had him scared shitless. There's also 280 miles in between both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's like Manhattan and New Jersey City where there's 14 miles. He actually spread them out, and he went on a pattern. So he would be where he needed to be on this date. You know, so everything was in the alignment of his Zodiac chart. Now, let's also not forget that if anyone remembers in the early 90s, they had that duplicate Zodiac guy. Remember him?
Didn't he kill, like, taxi cab drivers or something?
Drivers, he killed that girl sitting on the park bench. And he was only a duplicate, and they still never caught him. But they know
what
was
that
the
guy's name?
They
I think they just called him the Zodiac or something. He wasn't the Zodiac killer, he was just the Zodiac.
Right, he was a Zodiac because he was a copycat killer. So he didn't get the full title. Because they were figuring the original Zodiac killer was in his mid to late 30s. Now, that was in the 70s, so he would be 60s and the early 90s. He might even
so what would he be now? He'd be in his 80s?
He'd be in his 80s or close to 90s. But first, I think he's probably in prison for something else. Most people don't realize most serial killers, even though they're highly intelligent, what brought down John Wayne Gacy? Does anyone know?
No, I don't.
Their tax evasion? No. What brought him down?
Come on, Ron. That's how they get them off.
That's yeah.
What brought him down was the sticker on his plate that matches window. He didn't register his car correctly.
Oh, man. That's how
they got the Son of Sam. They got the Son of Sam for a parking ticket.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And like a dumbass, he walked back to his car to try not to get the ticket. Meanwhile, the cop would put the ticket on the window and walked away. Instead, he started arguing with the police officer, and the police officer said, "What's that in the back window?" Made him lift up the blanket.
Oh, by the way, bro, I don't want to ruin this song. I don't want to hurt your serial killer knowledge, but it appears they did catch the Zodiac copycat killer. And I'm surprised I don't remember this. His name was Heberto Eddie Seda. from 1990 to 93 before being caught in June 1896. Seda killed 3 people and critically wounded 4. Seda is believed to admire San Francisco Zombiac killer for avoiding capture. Seda was convicted in 98 and sentenced to 83 years and 4 months in prison. He will be eligible for parole when he's 113 years old.
So what you're saying is he's out already.
Basically, he got out on probation right the week.
Yeah, so they did get the copycat killer. But while I'm up here, I'm going to pull up the original Zodiac killer on Wiki. Let's see.
No,
you gentlemen talk while I do some research. What's that?
So I just want to know, he's out already then, because you got 84 years, you only got to do a third. Well, prison over population, you only got to do a sixth of
he
that.
Said he, wasn't, he said he wasn't eligible until he was 113 years old, bro, so I highly doubt that he's out.
Yeah, but Snow wasn't supposed to be eligible ever either. He's out.
He's out. Dude, listen, he got out on good behavior because they need to make room for the drug addicts and the drug dealers.
They have to make room for all the nonviolent offenders.
I mean, if you shot Ronald Reagan, you're out on the street, so.
No, the guy who shot Reagan is still in, isn't he?
He never went to prison, people. He's still locked up in the Washington D.C. mental hospital. He can never get out.
Okay, but he's locked up.
But he's not locked up. He's in for a mental deficiency. Personally, I would have loved to fuck Jodie Foster, too.
Yeah, but I'm not going to see the president over Jodie Foster.
No, that's fucking outrageous.
Let me just ask you a question now.
No.
What kind of sick fucking guy was this that he shot Ronald Reagan, the greatest president of all time, okay? 6'2", I'm not going to be next to Adams, but Reagan is the best president ever. I will say this one thing. This guy was in his... He shot Ronald Reagan because he wanted to have sex with Jodie Foster, who at the time, I believe, was, 13, 14 years old?
No, she would have been older by that point. No, she would have been older by that point. She was probably closer to 20 at that point.
It doesn't matter. You're still a sick bastard. That's a child.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that. No, don't get me wrong. He had the fantasy that he wanted to protect young, like 13-year-old Jodie Foster. Either way, dude, he's a fucked up guy. But I don't really know. I have to look more into that story. Right now, I'm looking at the Zodiac killer.
Do you think they gave him a lobotomy?
Who they give a lobotomy? The guy who tried to shoot Reagan? Hey, you want to hear a funny Reagan trivia thing?
The guy who tried to shoot
Reagan, what was his name? It was something Hinckley, right?
Hinckley.
Yeah, did you remember the show Greatest American Hero, William Catt?
Yes.
Did you know his name was Hinckley in that show? And that show was on during the Reagan, the attempted assassination of Reagan. So they actually changed it on the show, and they dubbed it. So whenever you watch it now on Rick reruns, you'll see them say Hinckley, but like a really bad thing. And it'll be like, hey, Mr. Hinckley. Like they completely changed the name for the show because they didn't want to have the association with that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then they just changed the script to get away from it to Mr. H.
Huh.
That's just weird. I mean, that's just wow.
No, it's weird, but it's just a sign of the times, man. You wouldn't want to have anything your name associated with that.
But I'm gonna say, for serial killers, the only guy I don't want to be next to ever, I don't give a fuck that he's in prison or killed or whatever, is the Iceman.
The Iceman's a scary fuck. But here's the thing, dude. I mean, he's technically a serial killer because he killed a lot of people, but he didn't kill people because he had a propensity or a compulsion to kill. He was just a sick fuck who made money off of it.
No. They're saying that not everyone he killed, those 160-some people, not every one of them, okay, was a murder for hire. Some of them, he just didn't like the way they looked at him in a store.
No, agreed. Yeah, a guy, like, bumped into him and didn't say, excuse me, so he fucking killed him. No, that's true. That's a true story. I get that.
That's a sick bastard. I mean...
That is a sick bastard, but there's a difference between that and a guy who has to go out and kill people. Wouldn't you agree, Ron?
I would totally agree. I don't think he would jeopardize his identity or who he was, just to kill somebody in a fucking, you know, a record store. I mean, you know, maybe some of these people were, you know, I don't know what they were doing, whatever they were doing, and he had to kill them there. I think it had to be for some other kind of purpose. I don't think it was.
Well, he was doing, the mob paid him to kill people. But he did,
yeah.
There was one time, I heard a story, he bought like a crossbow, and he wanted to like practice using a crossbow to kill people. So he just drove down the road one day and like rolled his window down. He's like, hey buddy, knock on another window. And then like the guy like answered his window, he shot him in the head with a fucking crossbow. That's fucking kind of wacky.
That's why
let's
he
not,
went over the edge. That's
let,
going
let,
over the edge.
Let's not forget how he got caught. The guy wouldn't give him the reduced price at the supermarket, so he took the store manager, killed him, and stuck him in the freezer in his house.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, the freezing thing was his method the whole time. What he would do is he would kill somebody, collect the body, and then put it in a freezer. And then he would sometimes sit on it a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, and then he would dispose of the body, and everybody would be totally confused because you wouldn't be able to properly tell when the person died because of the freezing process.
Well, originally, yes, that's true. But you could tell after, you know, we're not going to get into this part. But, you know, I'm saying that's the one sick bastard or that dude. Now, see, we have more serial killers. I don't know if you people are aware of this. We have more serial killers in America than anywhere else worldwide.
Oh, I believe that.
Now, I will say one thing to you. There are two serial killers, one from Europe and one from India, who have killed two guys, any serial killer in America ever.
Wasn't there a movie with the guy from Prison Break who played Link, but he was like in Africa and there was this dude who killed like all these people and they could never find him?
1,622 people, yeah.
Right, wasn't there a movie with that guy?
Yes.
Fuck, what's that guy's name?
Give me some more info. Wait. Who killed 1,600 people?
If you go into Prolific Serial Killers, the app on any smartphone, you will see that back in the middle, one serial killed over 1,800 people.
Who?
Yeah, and there was a movie, and they tried to capture him, and it was like they were almost getting killed themselves. I never saw.
The funniest thing about this guy is he was the one looking for him.
What was this guy's name? What was the serial killer's name, or what was the premise? Give me something to search.
Search the people who were in the movie or that were on the TV show Prison Break. And the guy who played, yeah, listen, Eddie, don't listen to him, listen to me. Search the guy who played Link. And whoever played Link, you look up his movie bio. He was in this movie about this serial killer in Africa that killed like so many people. They still don't even know how many people he killed.
Okay. Wasn't Dominic Purcell, was it? It wasn't the actor Dominic Purcell, was it?
It might be. It might be. Was Dominic Purcell on Prison Break?
Yeah.
So there were the two brothers. There was the genius, and then there was Link, who was the tough guy brother. He was in that movie.
Okay. Well, you got Dominic Purcell's IMDb right here. I'm going to go through his whole repertoire here in just a moment. Born in England, raised in Australia by his Norwegian father and Irish mother. I was reading his bio while waiting for it to load.
I never knew that about
him. What's that, bro?
I never knew that about him.
Yeah.
I never knew he was from there.
Well, who the fuck?
Here's his, how long ago did this movie come out? Because here's what we got. He's, Gridlock, The Flash, Turkey Shoot, A Fighting Man, A Bag Man, The Gansfield Haunting, In the Name of the King Part 3, Ice Soldiers, Breakout, sorry, Vikingdom, suddenly assault on Wall Street, officer down, bad karma, common law, hijack, straw dogs, killer elite, escapee, House of the Rising Sun, castle, the Prison Break video game, Blood Creek, Primeval, the Grave Dancers.
I think it was Primeval.
No, Primeval was that huge attacking, what do you call it, movie? It was like a big crocodile in Africa.
That was Primeval?
Yeah, it was Primeval. I'll look it up just to make sure. But I remember it had that hot chick in it from that one movie. I'll let you know her name in a second.
All I know, okay, is that these guys, they got away with it forever.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Here's Primeval. A new team in Burundi was sent to capture and bring home a legendary 25-foot crocodile. The chick who was in it was Brooke Langton. She was in that movie, The Replacements, with the Bill and Ted guy.
Okay.
Anyway,
I thought it wasn't Primeval. I thought it was Primeval. It sounds like that would be it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. I'm coming up here. I'm drawing a blank here.
I can't think of the name of that. He was in it. So one of them movies is the movie was that movie. One of those movies was that movie, and it was about the dude in Africa that killed, like, all these... Tony's right. It was, like, some 1,600, 1,800 people. They still don't even know how many people he killed.
Okay.
All some craziness.
Well, it's one of these movies. I just don't know the name of it.
Yeah, I'll find it. That's a scary motherfucker, though.
It wasn't Blood Creek, right?
Maybe it was.
No. A man and his brother on a mission to revenge become trapped in a harrowing occult experiment dating back to the Third Reich. I forgot. I've actually seen that movie. It was kind of forgettable. But once I saw the picture, I recognized it.
Okay.
And there's Escapee, Killer Elite, Straw Dogs, Hijacked. I pretty much know the rest of these movies, so I don't think it's any of these.
Damn it.
Sorry, man.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
He will find it.
I will.
And exercise the demons.
Did anybody see Catherine Hagel's tits on the leaked cell phone hacked pictures?
No. Wait, give me more info. Catherine Hagel, topless.
Was it Catherine Hagel who got her shit hacked? I know I posted it on your Facebook page, but it's been a while since I've looked at it. I think it was her and a couple and a whole list of celebrities.
Who gets naked and who's worth seeing? Because here's the thing: when I'm on the internet and look at those things, because I'm afraid I'm gonna be the guy who's gonna get the virus.
Yeah, you'll be the guy.
Like whack out everything because I want to see a picture of Jennifer Morrison naked and friggin' doing a naked selfie of herself.
Yeah, if you pull up just the press release, it'll give you the names of the actresses on there, and I saw them.
Okay.
And a few of them need to have my child. That's we're going to get that out right now. And then a few of them are like, eh. You see them without their makeup, and it's like, eh.
Well, give me the list. Who are the hotties in the list and who aren't?
I can't remember. I said you have to pull up the press release. I don't remember. If you just look up Hollywood cell phone hacked naked pics, I can't remember. Or you look up the Facebook post, you can find it. I can't think of the name of all, because there were like 30 of them. But one of them really
Hollywood
famous,
cell phone
I think,
hacked. All right, so here we go. I'm looking for it.
I think
we're gonna see if it'll tell me.
Or was it Kristen? Kristen something.
I don't really see a press release, but I pulled up Hollywood cell phone hacked. It just has a bunch of pictures of the broads. I don't know if these are the ones that were actually hacked or not. So that's not really fun. That could be misleading. You know, here at House Armageddon, we're legit journalists. We like to know what's really going
that's
on.
That's right. Yes, you might have to look up put the word nude in the search, but you're open light again. Unfortunately, we live in a world. We live in that world. Unfortunately,
we live in a world. I just need to know: were there any naked pictures of Channing Tatum?
No. No, we're not. Unfortunately, like some of them were good though. A lot of them were just like, I know it's like her boyfriend just took a picture of her, like butt ass naked. Like these people
all right,
are like.
So we got who? I'm trying to see here. Sacked Press.
Thank you, brother.
Release. Speaking of which, where's your cohort, the kid, at this evening? I heard he was going to call in. And he's a no show.
The kid, I don't know, I can find him.
Hey, I think we lost the truth.
Tony.
Truth, you there? Truth.
I guess we lost
He
the
does
truth.
This. It happens.
Well,
it seems like every time he does the show, we lose him at some point.
You and me now, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
That's all we need. Back to you and me. Anyhow, I know I posted it on your...
I see the truth is calling back in. Truth, are you there?
Okay. I'm here. Sorry, guys. I had to dip off for a minute. I had to talk to one beautiful Mrs. Rachel Hoffman.
Okay.
Got the voice of an angel. The voice of an angel. I love this girl. I swear to God.
I have no idea who that is. Who is that?
Oh, my God. The hottest chick ever with all these horror scene tattoos on her. My God. She stands, let me tell you something, without shoes on, she's 6 feet tall, a slender, pure goddess, beautiful face. I know Eddie could do without the tattoos, but this woman is gorgeous, but she has horror tattoos all over her body. It is a sight to behold. Oh.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
I had to deal with that. I'm sorry. You guys take the back seat to anything she wants me to do. I'm ready to do anything and everything she asks.
Oh my Lord. All right, so
now we know how to pay him off,
to say the least. Yeah. So yeah, sorry bro, it doesn't give a comprehensive list. I can't tell one bullshit one from the truth. So
Alright, now what are we talking about?
We know Jennifer
here.
Morrison. We're talking about all the bros that got caught in the celebrity selfies.
Oh, God. Let's not even talk about that shit. This is so ridiculous.
Obviously, there's some kind of conspiracy here. Ron's on it.
I don't think it's so much of a conspiracy as it is. Well, maybe it is. Maybe they did it for, you know, a PR stunt. People do that, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
in other words, somebody's behind this.
Well, I can tell you who's behind this. So this whole selfie thing. This happened one time. And you know what low-life son of a bitch did the selfie? Anyone?
Who?
Give me some more info, Truth. We have data.
Kanye West turned when he won that award at the American Hip Hop Awards, did that selfie with everyone in the background when he won his little fucking hip hop award. He took the selfie holding the trophy and all the crowd behind him. A week later, they had the ESPN Awards. And then right away, because you know how football players all think they're fucking rap stars, and they can't generate the money. That's my Muslim broke today. They're all doing their little selfies on the fucking ESPN fucking show. And then all of a sudden, you had the Special Olympics. I believe you were there with me, Eddie, when that guy from ESPN was doing his little fucking selfie things with the whole Special Olympics crowd behind him. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. This selfie shit. Listen, you ugly mug motherfucker, if I don't want to see a picture of your face that someone took, why would you take one?
So I guess what you're getting at, as you call him, Kanye West, or Kanye, as everyone else calls him.
I'm going to stick that little black fat some cayenne pepper, fry him up, and get rid of him.
Fuck that guy. That guy's a dick. I can't talk about Kanye or Kanye, whoever the fuck you want to call.
Fuck
that guy.
I don't care what his fucking name is, bro. I'm going to knock him the fuck out if I see him.
Yeah, and I could give a shit about that Brody's married to, that everybody, oh, I love Kim, she's so beautiful. She's shut the fuck up.
I give a shit about her, too.
You know what you need to put on the back of that bitch when she's going down the street so she doesn't get a ticket? Wide load, just like I have to put on my truck with a big oversized load. That bitch has got a flabby ass.
I don't want to be mean. I'm not a mean guy.
I don't have a feeling that I have to be mean or talk shit about anybody.
That's where me and Tony come in, bro.
I just think that they're the worst thing, as far as society goes these days. They talk offensively. They don't act like ladies, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not impressed in any way, shape, or form. The whole idea of the modern celebrity sickens me. And, I mean, you have a guy that parades around on stage and he tells people to call him Jesus because he thinks he's Jesus. Dude, shut the fuck up. Wait a minute.
Calm down now. Now I have to nitpick you. You said you're upset with the modern celebrity. I got a little bit of an issue with that. I'm a celebrity. What's your fucking problem with me?
Yeah, and you are nothing of a high honored or valued celebrity. The problem is the term celebrity is used in the wrong sense. It's another form of just like the words Illuminati and all this shit. That's just a word used to celebrate people to be a certain way. That's not a celebrity. The person who recently discovered some kind of new photon motor is a celebrity. That's who should be a celebrity. Somebody who just discovered the temperature. Go ahead, Eddie.
No, I was going to say, it's the wrong term. It's recognizability now all of a sudden denotes some kind of celebrity. Just because people know who you are, now you're a fucking celebrity.
Now you're a celebrity. You know what I mean? Like Tesla wouldn't be a celebrity today's world. You know, back in the fucking 10s and 20s, this man was the pinnacle of life. Now
Tesla is a fucking rock star.
I have to interrupt you.
Well said. So who you have today that compares to the rock star that Tesla was? Answer, fucking nobody. Yeah. So who the fuck is Kim Kardashian and Jay-Z staggered ass? Who the fuck are they?
Wait, hold on, I have to ask this question now. Now I have to intervene because you said being a celebrity, which I am one, I'm in three wonderful horror movies. Thank God they never don't ever be seen.
Wait a minute, but
you just said celebrity and then recognizability. Now, hang on, I'm more recognizable than you two because there's not a fucking state police department in this country that don't know who the fuck I am.
All right, so hear me out, okay?
Yeah.
Dave Thomas. You all know who Dave Thomas is? Dave Thomas owned Wendy's.
Yes.
And you knew Dave Thomas owned Wendy's because Dave Thomas put himself in every Wendy's commercial. No one cast Dave Thomas to be in these Wendy's commercials. And I'm sure Dave Thomas was a fine man. He did a lot of stuff for orphans and you know, kids that didn't have families and stuff. I heard he was a very giving guy. But at the end of the day, today, because of that exposure on television, radio, and video, and internet, he'd be a celebrity. People would ask if he was still alive, hey, Dave Thomas, can I get a picture with you? When at the end of the day, Dave Thomas is a proprietor of a business. He was not a celebrity. Mark Cuban has become a celebrity. He's a billionaire who owns sports teams, occasionally does some things on television. He's become a celebrity. Donald Trump is a millionaire, or maybe even a billionaire. I don't know his deal. I heard he gets mad if you say one over the other and you're wrong.
But he's another guy who was a businessman
who's become a celebrity.
You are right. And you know what? But these people who are, we're going to start saying, quote-unquote, celebrities, these are the people who are actual people that should be looked upon, successful businessmen, ruthless businessmen teaching you how to make money the correct way, teaching you how to manage multi-billion dollar organizations in fucking numerous states, knowing so many laws and people that need to be connected, and the people that they know that are also connected in these high-level financial forms of markets and things like that. He should be a celebrity. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to disagree with you. I was just using them as examples. But what I am going to say is...
No, but your examples are perfect
classic,
what I'm saying. I was just elaborating on that. That's all I meant.
Yeah, I agree with you. For the classic idea, though, of celebrity, perhaps they should be well-known. Maybe they should be renowned figures. But I don't think it should be necessarily celebrity. Unless Donald Trump decided to take his money and... No, don't get me wrong. I understand they should be renowned, they should be known, but I think celebrity should be reserved for Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, Ernest Borgnine, Clint Eastwood, people that have done something theatrical that have caused them celebrity.
Yes.
And to a point, I'd have to say on that list, Donald Trump is definitely a guy who's done a lot of marketing to market himself as a celebrity. But these reality show stars... I don't fucking get an inch of it.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
I don't get people that work at a pawn shop, whether it be Detroit or Vegas, or people that fucking hunt ghosts, or people I just don't get it. I don't understand how they're celebrities. I understand how they can be known, how they can be visible public figures, but I don't get how you would refer to them as a celebrity.
Unless they
turned it into a career of also making films. Also making legit television shows, scripted television shows, and acting to now hence become celebrities. I guess I have to look at the root word. What is the Greek word root word of celebrity? Where does it come from? You guys talk. I'm going to figure this out.
That's an interesting concept. The root of the word celebrity.
I don't know what that even means. I don't know half the words, even the ones that I'm speaking right now, what they mean. The word mean, I'm not sure what that means. Is it mean because I'm angry? Is it mean?
You could substitute the word mean for matter, and the concept of matter is where everything, as you say,
it doesn't matter, referring
to the actual makeup of existence when you prefer the word matter because everything is made
up. I kind of give up. It really doesn't show what celebrity comes from. I'm looking at the wiki definition. But it just goes to prove my point. The people that it shows as referred to as examples of celebrity are David Beckham, who's famous for being a soccer player, and Paris Hilton, sometimes described to as famous for her being famous, and Barack Obama, and Kobe Bryant, and David Letterman. And LeBron James. They use them as examples in pictures. And Kim Kardashian, reality TV star.
This is already aggravating me.
I never knew
new subject.
Until the sex tape.
New subject. I don't want to talk about this bullshit no more. Top babe of the week.
Listen, not for nothing, and this is a true story, and I'll tell it here on the radio. You know, I don't tell too many celebrity-inspired stories here, but this one doesn't have to do with my work life outside of here. So I can talk about this one. I was driving down the street one day in Atlantic City. I'm driving down Martin Luther King Boulevard, and I see a camera, a big dude. No, I think I told you this story, Ron. A big dude in a black suit and two broads, and I thought they were filming the sequel to A.C. Hooker's. Remember that A.C. Hooker's show that came out on HBO? Hooker's on the Strip or whatever it was called, right? And I saw these two skinny broads on the side dressed, all trampy. So I pulled the car over and start laughing. And I was like, what are you making the sequel to A.C. Hooker's? What the fuck are you guys doing? And the guy tells me to keep driving. I was like, dude, this is fucking America. I'll do whatever I want. They were filming The Simple Life. So it was Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie standing right there next to my truck, right? With no police around them, nothing. Just the two of them. This is a true story. I mean, this is probably around, I can only give you an estimate, whenever that show was out. They were filming in Atlantic City that week. I do remember reading about it in the local newspaper. But there they were. It was about probably about 10, 11 o'clock at night. And you know where they were? They were right in front of Schoolhouse Apartments, Ron. I shit you not. Martin Luther King Boulevard, front of Schoolhouse Apartments.
Yes, because they stayed at the Borgata. They went in there and they gave them a free room. They did. My mother watched the episode. And
I never watched the episode.
They went to the Hilton. They went to the Hilton, and then they went to the Borgata and asked for a room, and they gave it to them. My mother said that, yeah. And they were chilling, because that's when Borgata was like the only new hot spot on the block.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is hilarious. AC Hookers, the currency.
Yeah, I thought they were filming an AC Hookers part two. That's what I thought until I got close. And I rolled the window down. It's a true story. You could ask Paris Hilton or Nicole Richie. I probably remember it. I don't know.
I was like,
yo, what are you bitches up to? You know, I was being a dick. You know me. I don't play.
You didn't realize it was them two?
Not until I actually pulled the car over and rolled my window down and started talking with them.
You know,
on tape somewhere, the guy turned the camera on me.
Hey, you guys got to understand this, okay? This is the funniest thing. Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton actually having fucking jobs. That was the dumbest premonition for a show ever.
You know what, though?
They both became very famous from it.
I got to say, it was still better than the premise of a lot of the shows that are out there today.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just two dumb smuts, rich smuts, going around trying to do normal man work. But, you know, what did it go? It went two seasons.
Four or five seasons. It actually went far enough for Nicole Richie to be replaced and for them to use some other broad and then bring Nicole Richie back for another season.
Wow.
It probably went about five seasons, bro.
What? Well, then there you go. There you go. You know, they were going around doing normal farm jobs, really, and that was it. But I think that's better than watching some Kardashian sisters get pregnant by some basketball player. Like, I don't know how that's reality TV to me. It's just not.
All I know is the thing that was said. Yeah, that was right. Number of seasons, 5. Number of episodes listed, 55.
Yeah. Wow. So, wouldn't that then characterize her as a celebrity after that? But the problem is I don't like the trash that comes with that term celebrity. You know, that's not a celebrity to me. That's just somebody that's an actress I just don't like that term celebrity. The concept of it is not feasible to what somebody who should be renowned is. That's just not.
Listen, man, here's what a celebrity should be, okay? There should obviously be people that are respected and people are renowned, and there should be celebrities. There should be people that are known strictly for their artistic, what they provide to people artistically, theatrically to watch. Actors, actresses, musicians, these people should be celebrities. Now what they should do is they should work really hard to make good TV shows, good movies, really be out there in the public eye, but then behind closed doors, you know, just get crazy, do coke, sex, go nuts, and then do something really tragic so it winds up on one of those celebrity smut things. Because I'm not going to lie, I love those shows. I used to love those shows on E! When you would hear about all these classic Hollywood stars and how everybody loved them and they were shaking the hand of the president, and behind closed doors they were like, crazy fucking maniacs. That's the way it should be. You shouldn't see it out in the public. It should all stay behind closed doors.
Agreed. The problem is that it's all out in public now, and it's acceptable that is out of what's out in public now. That now we have gotten to the complete. We've completed the thought, and that is the point I was trying to drive home that I couldn't explain, and you explained it for me.
Well, thank you, brother.
That's right. I mean, that's right. You know, it's just. Your horrible public life that should be behind closed doors is now acceptable, and that's what's celebrated about these people. Not the work that they do, but the way they fucking just act like ass clowns.
Yes. It's okay to be the ass clown, but that should be behind the scenes.
That's not why you should be a celebrity, for being an ass clown.
Exactly. It's kind of like, who was the great guy from Saturday Night Live? Belushi. I'm not going to call him an ass clown, but this was a guy who obviously had some serious demons. He was out there drinking, doing drugs, doing whatever it was he was doing. I heard he was just an absolute madman. But you know what? He came to work, did his job. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
All I want to say is, toga, toga, toga.
But you see my point, that this guy had demons, man.
Genius.
This guy had severe fucking demons, but a comedic genius. And you didn't have to know that about him to enjoy watching his performance.
Yes. Agreed.
Disagree.
Agreed.
Well, what do you think? She should have been blowing lines of fucking coke right there on the right out there on the desk of the Saturday Night Live, bro.
Fuck,
that's what you should have known.
Fuck yes, because why waste God given talent like that? Come on, the samurai.
It's true. I don't really find Saturday Night Live funny, but I have to say something about Jim Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and a little bit Joe Piscopo and a lot of those early guys, Eddie Murphy. There were some funny motherfuckers. These days, I don't get it. It's not a matter of me getting older either, because I haven't gotten it about 15 years.
Now, that show is... I never thought it was good. Ever.
Now, truth, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wow, that's weird, bro, because it just said you said you had dropped. But here you are. Yeah.
It's
weird.
What was I dropping?
They said your balls dropped.
Oh, my balls drop all the time, bro.
Yeah, but no, I agree with you, Ron. I agree with you. Saturday Night Live, I don't really get it. But listen, Ron, what horror movies you seen lately? Horror? Sci-fi? What are you seeing, brother? What are you seeing?
Well, I actually saw Godzilla. I saw it online.
Okay.
It is the prequel to probably two or three more.
Okay.
But
I saw it a while back, and I thought Bryan Cranston was really good in it, but not to give too much away, I wish there was more of him in the film.
Yeah, I do too.
I thought
he would at least carry over into the second and third.
Yeah.
But I want to see. I thought it was good because there was a lot of Godzilla in it. You know, they didn't make the mistake of what they did with Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which was the worst movie in history. And
the movie, you a fucking jerk off or an asshole?
What? Not Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The Godzilla that Ferris Bueller's Day Off starred in. Whatever the hell his name is. I can't never remember it. Matthew Broderick.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Ferris Bueller's Day Off was the worst movie ever made.
I refer to him as that because I can never remember his goddamn name.
Well, I have to tell you, I actually enjoyed the Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
There was never enough Godzilla in it.
Well, it was also weird because there were like little baby egg Godzillas, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, if you enjoy it, that's fine. I hated it. This one, I thought there was a lot of Godzilla in. You got other monsters in it. And Godzilla does some really cool shit with modern day technology, I gotta say. I did think the movie was about 15 minutes longer than it should have been, but I have to say, I give it out of five sets of Scarlett Johansson cities, I'm going to give it three sets of titties.
Three Scarlett Johansson titties. That could be the highest recommendation that Ron has ever given a movie on this show.
So far this year for the blockbusters, because last year my blockbuster that I loved was the new Star Trek. I thought that movie was just phenomenal. The last Star Trek that came out. That got.
And how many Scarlett Johansson titties did that get?
That got five titties.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, did you guys see this girl that just had a third breast put in, so she'd be ugly to men?
Yeah, that's not going to work. Because I've got somewhere to put my mouth and both hands.
Did it become a hoax? Wasn't that done?
No, I think
hoax?
It's real.
No, it's real. It's real. It's been on the news.
I think that's awesome.
Right, because now you can squeeze two titties and taste one.
I totally agree.
I mean, she could have put 10 titties on me. I'm still going to chase after that piece of ass.
Oh, my God. That's his new name, 10 Titty Tony.
Hey, I don't think I could fit that on the other hand.
Yeah, 10 Titty Tony. Oh, my Lord.
That is awesome. You want to call into the show or what? Finally. You want to call into the show or not? Who are you talking to? Radio show.
I don't know. He's walking in. He's like, hey, call into the show.
Is he talking to Ryan Rothman?
I don't know.
What's
I like when
number,
Ryan calls into the show.
What's the number to call in? Can we have a number?
The call in. We do have a number.
It's the same
call
number
in.
You're calling, asshole.
What's the number?
Hang on.
So everyone can hear it.
It's 1-3-5-7.
1-3-5-7.
You're right, more... all the fucking work.
Hang on, I'm pulling up the screen.
Oh, you fucking assholes.
If anybody wants to call into this show, they dial this number that Armageddon Head is about to give you.
Listen, Ron, shut up. It's 1-347-857-3667.
That number is 347-857-3667.
Yeah. For anyone that wants to call in, as always, we have an open challenge. You can talk about ghosts, demons, monsters, serial killers, horror films. If you've been abducted by an alien, we'd love to speak with you. If you think you're the Antichrist, or you are the Antichrist, or you know the Antichrist, we'd definitely like to talk to you. If you have been abducted by an alien, preferably someone who's been probed by an alien, but we'll take any encounter that you have. We'll listen to it. Not saying we'll believe you, but we won't ridicule you directly to your face until after you're done telling your story.
Wait, hold on. Wait. What's the Antichrist?
The Antichrist is the
get a
evil
Bible,
Jesus
bro.
Christ.
What? Who's the Antichrist?
Barack Obama.
Yeah, I knew that nigga was.
I don't know if I believe that.
No,
I don't know if I believe that.
Listen. Are we talking about the devil?
Yes.
That's my dad. I can talk to you guys.
Oh, jeez. Listen, you guys talk to me. I got to walk away. Remember, folks, we are down. The show is only 90 minutes now, so we are down to the last 15 minutes of the show. So at this time, Ron, Tony, give us some plugs. Who we got to plug?
Nobody. Fuck them all. That's what I say. Fuck them all. Well, I'm going to plug Ty Dawson and his favorite saying. Fuck them. Fuck them. Oh,
no,
fuck
I'm
going to
pull it up.
No,
we got our marching orders.
No, that's Kevin Murray. That's Kevin Murray.
No.
It says fuck.
No. Ty Dawson had that shit back in 1990?
I don't know. Our boy Taj is telling his answer has been fuck him to everybody since I remember since we were like 12 years old. We were like, yeah, guy's looking at you funny. Fuck him. So everything was fuck him. All right, so
that's
this
awesome.
Weekend, if you're not doing anything and you want to head down to Asbury Park, New Jersey, stop in and see the New Jersey Zombie Walk. Man, what an awesome zombie walk we put on in Atlantic City. Our first year... Now, it really wasn't ours, but me and the guys from Walking Dead Films, with the help of the horror scene and everybody else, managed to get 2,000 walkers out there our very first year at the Atlantic City Zombie Walk. And I just got to say, what a ball was dropped by the promoters of that event not to do it for a second year. Got 2,000 in our first year. The world's biggest one in Asbury Park was the week before. They got 10,000, shattered a record. I don't think they had 2,000 walkers their first year. You guys?
Yes.
I was there.
Okay, why don't...
Weren't we there? We were going in AC, right?
I will say the reason why I believe Asbury Park only broke a record is because if you look at half of the fucking piece of shit, low-life trash that lived there, they look like zombies walking around anyway. I think they were just counting their residents as a total grand total walk-a-thon. Meanwhile, these motherfuckers are just pickpockets walking through the crowd.
Yeah, I don't want to put anything down. I'm sure the people that do the New Jersey Zombie Walk are awesome.
Down.
I'm just saying.
I did.
You ever take a good
I'm just saying.
At a crackhead?
I know. I got you. I got you. They're all devoid of a soul and everything. Hedecker was right.
He does. The inmates have no soul. Look, we just plugged Hedecker. We're on the radio show. Yeah.
So here we go. So we got New Jersey Zombie Walks this Saturday. I suggest everybody goes there. If you're into zombies, you're into Halloween, you're into the Halloween spirit, get up there, check it out, support it for a good cause. This year they're marching against brain cancer with their new Gray Matters promotion they're doing. They got all these auctions and freebies. They got the cars there from The Walking Dead, the Subaru cars from the commercials. I mean, all kinds of stuff going on. They got prizes and raffles and zombies. And you know what? Truthfully, a town like Asbury Park could really use the good press and the money coming in there to that part of the shore. So support the New Jersey Zombie Walk, the biggest zombie walk in the world. Get out there. It's this Saturday. And that's about all I could say. I see that movie Vermilion that's filmed out in Pennsylvania is releasing their trailer tonight. That looks pretty interesting.
Awesome.
And
okay.
I see that the movie Faces from our friends up at Theater of Terror up in Jersey
awesome.
City, New Jersey. Nah, they're
awesome.
Good guys. I met them up at a couple of the Grindhouse movie nights. They seem like real good guys.
Awesome.
And they're going to be releasing their feature film Friday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at the Landmark Lowe's in Jersey City, New Jersey. See the new feature, Faces. So that's
awesome.
Up on the page. And then we got, dude, I'm from Jersey City, you asshole.
Fuck you, fuck Jersey City, and fuck them.
Wow, Ron, aren't you supposed to be the fucking rude one? Tony's supposed to be like fucking the fucking big, horny, jolly guy?
You know,
the big,
I was letting you tell us about the upcoming events, but
hey, Ron,
you were
rudely.
Hey,
Ron, I just want to know what he meant. Ron, I just want to know what he meant by the big, fucking, horny, jolly guy. What am I, Santa Claus?
Yes,
I don't
you
know.
Are.
But
you
listen,
are Santa Claus.
Look.
Hey,
everybody's getting
saying?
In on this shit. Rawway's doing a zombie walk now. Shut the fuck up and let me do my fucking plugs here. Rawway's
yeah.
doing a zombie walk now on November 1st. And, wow, he actually shut the fuck up. He must be planning to come over here and run me over with his truck or something.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Peterbilt right up your ass.
That is a beautiful truck.
And you know what? He's got fucking. You better watch out, Ryan. He's coming to your place next. He's got. What the fuck's that guy's name? Oh, why can't I remember Channing Tatum? He's got Channing Tatum in the back, fucking chained up.
that's my
in a world where Channing Tatum is chained up in the back of the Truth's truck, making pancakes. The Day of the Undead, Saturday, November 1st, 12 p.m. in the city of Rahway. When you thought the
Rahway's
city of Rahway.
Rahway's a little fuck right now.
Yeah, I don't know. They got okay. something going on. Of course, October 26th, I should be there. I know the horror scenes were promoting it a lot. They're going to have the zombie walk out in Smithville. And I got to tell you, they get about 800-900 zombies out there. It's definitely worth checking out, Si. Suggest you all get out there. Got another
okay.
Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market coming up Sunday, November 9th. We got, I don't know, page froze, so we'll go through some more stuff.
What the fuck? If you don't know, how are we supposed to know?
Maybe how? I'm not the guy who fucking admins the page. I'm reading off your page. You should be more familiar with it.
I don't remember the shit I do.
But man, you have
lots
of awesome things
time.
Going on. Hey, and how about this? You are a buddy of mine, Adam Albrandt. He made the films The Cemetery and Crossbearer. Friday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at Severed in Shroudsburg, Pennsylvania. They're going to be doing an Adam Albrandt double feature. Adam's a real good guy. I've never met him in the flesh, but we corresponded several times on Facebook. And, you know, he seems like a real decent guy, so go out there and support his films. Anthony Curry is a big fan of his, and I know he's in all his productions. You know what we have to say about that. Fuck Anthony Curry. And,
Anthony Curry.
Yeah. What am I forgetting? Truth, I think that's it. Oh, and then we got the Druid Underground Film Festival coming to Philomoka. That's going to be, that's the 7th annual. That's going to be Thursday, October 23rd.
Hey, I got to say something here. That Philomoka, what a wonderful setup they have there. Except
what a cool
no
venue
place,
that is, right?
No place to fucking park is the only thing that pisses me the fuck off. I'm going to burn down that row housing right next door just so they can have a fucking parking lot.
I got to tell you, Ron, it really is a cool screening room. The Truth and I went up there to go see...
I can't think of the movie.
The Robert Angelo Masiantonio film.
It was like Lost Boys.
And it was the first time I met Robert in person. What a great guy. And let me just tell you, it was a great screening. Real intimate, man. Cool. I forget, we paid $5 or $10 to get in. And with that, you know, we're like free beverages and popcorn, dollar beers, a big couch to sit in the background. I mean, it was just so really lounged out and cool, man. It was definitely absolutely positively so cool. What a cool venue.
Except for that one
guy. Wish we had something like that. What one guy?
The one guy who got a little upset I was sitting in his couch. Well, you moved.
Oh, well, fuck that guy.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. But I'll tell you
Kevin
one thing. I mean, what a great venue. Throw him with Kevin, throw him with Todd. Fuck him.
Just nowhere to park. That was my only problem with the whole thing, especially when they did
the funny thing.
Toxinville.
The first night we went there, there was plenty of places to park. I found a parking spot that was no lie. What were we, 50 yards from the door?
Right, but then when we tried to go back for
the park's like four blocks away.
We parked like six blocks away. The school, the guy was getting murdered, and I was calling out for him. Remember laughing?
Yeah.
Then you got mad at me.
I didn't get mad. I thought my shit was going to get stolen when we were parked at, man. There were people like eyeballing my truck. But other than that, what a great venue. I just got to say, I wish we had something like that in Atlantic City.
There's something like that in Atlantic City would be fucking great, dude. A place where independent filmmakers can showcase their talents and screen it. It was just a wonderful environment to be part of.
Gentlemen.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I don't know what the fuck you're doing in Atlantic City.
Dan, gentlemen, the answer is simple. We need $30 million. We buy Trump Plaza, and we can convert, and we can show. I don't know why half of these theaters don't just put up a fucking gigantic screen and screen a whole bunch of shit. Just to screen
it. I don't understand it. There's this vibrant. It's crazy. There's this vibrant community of artists. And they have nowhere to go. And I've proposed this to different individuals in Atlantic City. And it just seems like you just keep getting, you got to call this person. You know, it's very disheartening, so you just give up. And, you know, if you have the, and did they have a screening house? I'm sure there was money that was allotted from somebody to build said screening house. So it's attached to the Catholic Church. And me, I'm a proud Catholic. I have no problem with that. But you can't have people that have genre films screening in a Catholic church. You can't. There has to be some kind of separation from that. There has to be.
You're right. And I lost my you can just still do it in the theaters that they have today.
Mm-hmm.
In the fucking music box at Borgata, you could put up a gigantic screen there and screen movies.
You could, but I've noticed that the casinos aren't receptive to doing things like that. They do it for, like, in October coming up, the Down Beach Film Festival.
And that's why they're broke.
Yeah, well,
but
I think what
movies,
we need is an actual screening house.
It should be
and
movies,
bro, this place,
fights.
Live exhibit.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm for
all
it.
All the time.
I'm all for it.
All 24/7.
Small wrestling shows.
Yep. People want to just
relax. I don't know if you get
UFC
in like a movie. I'm talking about a small, intimate place, bro. I'm talking about a place that would only seat like 100 or 200 people. A very small, intimate place in Atlantic City. You'd have to have decent parking around. Your people that come to support the venue. It's your word of mouth. Like that place in Philomoke is great, man. I can't say enough about that place. You know, they had cheap beverages.
They
gave you a bag of popcorn on the way in. Yeah, that's what you need, a small ballroom, and make it like the place to be, the place to go. And you do nothing but promote indie artists. Somebody, you have an open mic night, have all the indie artists out there playing their little guitars, doing their songs, doing this, doing that. If you offer something like that to come there to promote, it's going to be hit or miss. You're going to have some stuff, great projects.
You wouldn't have to pay any of these artists anything either.
Wait, hold on.
No.
I just quote Field of Dreams.
If you build a table top. Is art, you could do art exhibits as well. But it should all be one continuous thing at all the time. It should be that all the time. Constant exhibits. In and out.
You do that word bullshit.
That's right.
In the urban community, the big thing is the spoken word shit these days, where the people do like all the talking and the rhymes and the poems. And so you do a night of that. It's all art, man. You do it, and you know what? A place could, you know, I don't know. I drive around Atlantic City, bro. I see the ghost town. It's quickly becoming.
Hey, 30 million. All we need is actually all you need, what, 10 million? This dude's about to buy the Rebel for 10 million?
They're not taking that guy's bid. They got another bid for like $94 million now.
But that's a bargain basement sale.
The place costs like $2 billion to build. Somebody's going to buy it for $94 million. Imagine having somebody build you a house for $200,000.
At the end of the day, turn around and go,
I'm just going to give you 20.
Yeah, but that guy.
They sold that place today for $110 million.
They sold the Rebel for $110
today? $110
today,
yes.
Where the fuck do you get your news from?
It actually was on the local news, and it's also, if anyone gives a shit, they can go to the local newspaper right here in Atlanta City.
Google that shit right now. $110 million.
And the running joke on
that shit right now. I want to shut this
for
right now.
Between us all, I'm getting the word that the truth may be right. So I am going to Google it.
Is that it went for sale for $110 million today, and they wanted it to be researched because one of the people that got pissed off said it's a relative of Chris Christie's. Because everything is a relative of Chris Christie's now in New Jersey.
Well, Chris Christie's
right, let's
a piece
see
of
here.
Shit. We've established that. We've established that he's a piece of shit. But
either way, I'm still making a point here.
Really
it does say that bankrupt Rebel sold for $110 million to firm with casinos in the Bahamas and Las Vegas. But it still goes to prove my point. It was a fire sale. The place cost $2 billion to build. Holy shit, guys. We're down to the last 90 seconds of the House of Armageddon. Ron, what plugs you got, brother?
My plug is for me, the horror scene.
Okay.
And check out Kevin Murray. God love to you because you always give me that statement of fuck him. Go ahead.
Truth, what do you got? What's your? I'll do your plug for you. www.thehorrorscene.com. Thehorrorscene.com for all your horror news and needs, and the home of the truth, Rude Ron, Big D, and me, and Ryan. And everybody else, shout out to my guys at Walking Dead Films. Going to be some great things going on with Manhunt real soon. Ron, I will give you an update. We got some stuff going on at the end of the month, brother. The truth, is already aware.
Shout out to
Brian Enright from the horror scene. And I'm trying to think of who else, guys. I want to give a shout out to all my guys: Gene Snitsky, Jay Lee, Kate, Joel, Damien, Kevin, wherever you are. And my main man, Ryan Lonnie.
Yep.
Yep. So close us out, Truth. You got more to say. What the fuck, man?
I just
10 seconds.
Say, everyone that Eddie gave a shout out to, I just want to say, fuck them.
God bless
And fuck Anthony Curry. 5 seconds left.
Anthony
Listen,
Curry.
I love you guys. You listen
love
to another
too,
night
Eddie.
Of the House of Armageddon.
Yep.
Thank you for listening
yep, we'll
in.
Talk.
And listen to us next Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. on the House of Armageddon.
We off?
It's Fidanya, bitches.
That's Fidanya. Fucking blow it out your ass, you communist bastard.
I think Eddie was the only one who hung up.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. If the show is technically off, we might still be recording. So you guys have a good night.
Okay,
I'll talk to you all soon.
All right, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. All right,
talk to you later, bro.
Bye. Bye.